Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my clock in. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Woo! It's Friday. December 6, 2013. Man, I got my cellmates, man. My co-host, Juel the G and T-Ro. And I'm your host, man. I'm leading us out to the yard. I'm your boy, L Boogie, man. The streets is talking sports talk show. What a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. What the deal to the world? Bro, what the deal, baby?
Yo, 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 you know what it is, L Boogie. It's another Fanatic Friday, baby. You know, streets is talking. That's the way we do it. That's the only way we know how to do it. You know what I mean? So I want to give a big shout-out to everybody out there checking us out on the web. You know what I mean? If you're checking us out and you've been keeping up with the Twitter, you know what it is, man. So much love to everybody checking us out this evening. And, you know, we going to get it in. Before we get started, man, I want to give a shout-out, man. I want to give a shout-out to the athletic director over there at Grand Canyon University, Mr. Keith Baker, what's up, baby? I saw you the early part of this week at the Grand Canyon game. You know, it's always good to see fam, L Boogie, when you go back to where you put the most in. You know what I mean? And good old Keith Baker, man, he said, what's up? Grand Canyon's looking pretty nice this year. Hopefully, you know, they can pull it out, you know, and do something good in their first year of Division One. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was just good to see the crowd and all the hypeness around what they done at the school now, man, what we done graduated alums of. So, you know, big ups to Grand Canyon before we get the show started. You know. What's up with you, Jewel? What's up with you, El Boo-Boo?
What the deal, Roman? It's Friday. We done had a couple days to, you know, digest some of this sports world and entertainment. It is going down. Woo-wee. But first of all, let's start the show off, man, giving a shout-out and big love and praise to our man, Nelson Mandela, man. Let's give a shout-out to Nelson Mandela using sports as a tool to bring races together to stop apartheid and get civil rights over there in South Africa, man. I just want to give a big shout-out and love to Nelson Mandela, and I want to dedicate the show to him.
Moment of silence. Let's give him 10 seconds, moment of silence. That's what it is, El Boogie. You know, we had to rep, we had to put that in for Nelson Mandela. You know, lived a long life, El Boogie, 95 years young. You know what I'm saying? And, man, spent 30, 27, 28 of those years off. You know what I mean? So we needed to do that. You know what I mean?
2-7, man. He spent 27 years locked up in the spot. He was really in the asylum. He was in the asylum for real, for real. Man, I want to give a big shout-out, man, to Big Nelson Mandela. No doubt. Our hearts and prayers are to the family. And, we wish you well on your, you know, your legacy lives on. But we're going to start the show off talking about Jameis Famous Winston. No charges were filed against Jameis Winston. They dropped the charges yesterday.
Thank you, Jeez.
Great. They dropped the charges, didn't have enough evidence against, you know, Mr. Winston or whatnot. But it's still some things that's in the streets that's, you know, being said. But let me give a timeline to our callers. If you're first-time callers and don't understand what's going on, Jameis Winston, in line to a recipient of the Heisman Trophy this year. Last year, December 22nd, it was reported to the police that he was involved in accusations of him raping a young lady. This year, 2013, November 13th, 2013, that's when the story surfaced. That's when everything went down, and the lawyer for the assumed victim came out and said that the detective told the young lady, if you come with this story, you're going to be slandered, your character, and they're not going to like you in Tallahassee. November 20th, DNA samples was taken from Mr. Winston. December 4th, which was Wednesday, that's when the state finished their investigation. And December 5th, that's when the DA, Willie Meggs, had a news conference stating that it wasn't enough evidence to charge against Mr. Winston. Now, Ro, this is where it gets interesting. When they did the DNA testing, there were two different samples of DNA. And remember, they said that, did he put a date rape drug in her drink or something? There was no drugs in her system. 0.04 alcohol, and we, you know, we just lose our mind, you know, streets. That's not a lot of alcohol. So she was competent. Will he still get the Heisman, even though he has not been no charges filed against him?
That's a question I can't answer right off the top of my head, L Boogie, because I really don't know. I really don't know who has him on their ballot. You know what I mean? If they go off of what they've, you know, off the information that the judge has come down with, and they have him on the ballot, he should win the Heisman Trophy hands down, because what that young gentleman did on the field was way better than any other player out there in the country this year. Yes, all this information is out about him and whatnot, and yes, he hasn't been charged, but it's all up to the voters, L Boogie. And you know, it's about 150 of them, and they're gonna be some that are not gonna have him, you know, up there. But then there are those who are gonna have him up there. So we have to wait and see. Will he win the Heisman? I really can't say. You know what I'm saying? Because this is where I'm kind of confused at, L Boogie. Why has Johnny Manziel taken so much heat when he did what he did in the off season, you know, after he won the Heisman, whereas you got this guy who has been charged. Well, yeah, he wasn't charged, but, you know, they tried to get him, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? And the information that's out there about, you know, come on, man. I mean, you know, that's what I don't understand about this Heisman thing. Johnny didn't do anything to sexual assault or put himself in jeopardy with some things. He was just kicking it. You see Johnny at the Miami game. You see Johnny at a frat party. Johnny wasn't doing nothing stupid. He was just kicking it. But you get some information like this on a player, yes, he was in charge, but it's still out there. So I'm trying to figure out, how can Jameis Winston win the Heisman with this type of baggage? Whereas, you know, Johnny Money didn't do anything. He didn't do nothing. But yet you won't vote for this guy because he likes to kick it. He likes to be in the limelight. You know, I don't understand. So, you know, that's why I can't really tell you if Jameis is going to win the Heisman, because I don't know about the other voters. I don't know about any other voters, to be honest with you. But from what I've been, you know, checking out on ESPN since the information broke yesterday that Jameis Winston wasn't going to be charged, you know, there are those that say, yeah, he should win it. And then there are those who are just like, I don't know, you know. And I'm one of those that I don't know. I think he should deserve to win it from what he has done on the field. But, I mean, you know, he has baggage, dude. He really has baggage. So I'm not knocking Jameis Winston, but, yes, he should win it. Is he going to win it? I can't tell you that. Boy, it's still cloudy, L Boogie. It's still cloudy.
And, you know, the streets is talking. People are very upset, saying that, you know, during the press conference, the DA, the district attorney, you know, Willie Mays was, you know, laughing and smiling during the press conference. And, you know, the lawyer for the alleged victim, you know, she was not happy with that. Patricia Carroll, you know what I mean, the victim's lawyer, very upset with that. But don't forget now, the streets is talking. You know, they can file a civil suit, and, you know, within a civil suit, Jameis cannot plead the fifth. He will have to testify. Do they have a case for a civil suit, bro? Because it doesn't have to be, you know, without a doubt, you know, within criminal court. As long as it's, you know, convinced preponderance of evidence, then you have a case. But do they? Will they go to civil court and try to get some dough? You already know what it is. I know you smell the money.
So why do I even need to answer that question, L Boogie? You know where I'm going with it. Hell yeah, they gonna go civil because they didn't. They got embarrassed. So you know what's next. Dog, you can get sued for anything nowadays. It's not the 1970s. It's not the 1980s. Yo, people can find out ways to sue you and get you, you know, and still come after you, whether it's been 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 years. They can still come after you, man. So I hope they don't. But will they? You know they will. That girl ain't just going to sit back and just, you know, just take it in anus like she did.
Streets! FSU, baby. You know what the F and the S and the U stand for, bro. It used to be Free Shoe University. Now in the streets, guess what they call my team, man? Free Sex University, man. They dogging me. Oh! But speaking of that, now we can talk football. We have a lot of championship games, and tomorrow ends the regular season with conference championships at the helm for people to go to different BCS bowl games. Will there be any upsets? Can Auburn supersede Missouri? Can Duke shock the world against Florida State in the ACC championship? Will Ohio State and Braxton Miller Tyne prevail over Michigan State? Hey, will the Sun Devils party on Mule Avenue after tomorrow night against Stanford in the Pac-12 championship? It's a lot of games. And let's not forget, the Big 12 does not have a championship game, but I think Baylor is playing Texas. Am I correct?
Yeah. Just another rival game in the Big 12. That's all it is.
Man, so when we come back from the break, we're going to give you our picks from these championship games. We're going to talk some NFL, give you our pick-ems because you know it's Friday. And then we're going to get in the asylum. Oh, man, it's frenzy on this Friday. And you know at the end of the show, it's Freestyle Friday. T-Roll, Jewel, I'm your host, L Boogie. Roll, give us something hot on this Friday.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where it seems so strong and the flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, they think they seeing me.
They ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling make me rich, yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit, no. All in my zone, all on my own, yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home, yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my 12,
blowing circles in the air. Huh, that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Fully semi. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spent meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hard clippers, I'm faded.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
These streets is talking sports talk with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. Just press 1 to get into the asylum. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The Streets is Talking. Woo! Again, show dedicated to Nelson Mandela, the real king. Shout out to my man Jameis, Famous Winston. No charges filed. And now, you know what the victim lawyer said. Now, this is going to deter if any other happens. We hate to say this, but it will. And, you know, blessing to those that do, and we hope it doesn't happen. But those that do get raped or whatnot, suppose, you know what I mean, this is going to deter them from going to the police because of people's status, which is very crucial. NCAA football, it's going down tomorrow, last day of the season. It's only a couple games on. Everybody's going to have attention jumping. You got Florida State. Let's just go Florida State versus Duke in the ACC championship. You got Ohio State against Michigan State for the Big Ten championship. That's 1-2. Both teams undefeated. You got Auburn 3 going against number 5, Missouri. That's where it gets interesting in the SEC championship game. Those three games are key. Every other game to me is irrelevant. What do you think about those games, bro, and who you got?
Hold on, man. Hold on, brother. Don't you ever disrespect the Pac-12, man. You leaving a game off the map. It's for the roses. Somebody going to the Rose Bowl, homie. Would you would have never thought ASU would have had a chance to go to the Rose Bowl again. It's going to be between ASU and number 9 Stanford.
No, what I was saying was this, I'm talking about playing for the crystal ball. Besides those three games, the other games are irrelevant. Yes, they're playing for a beat the Rose Bowl, but they're not playing for the crystal ball.
Yeah, but for some people, this is the crystal ball game when they know they're not going to play for the crystal ball. You know what I mean? So, but Duke, you can do some good things, but I don't see anything shocking happening with that. I think Florida State's defense is going to be too fast like they normally are for every other team. Duke just fits in that 66 RPI of the rest of the schools that Florida State has had on their schedule this year. So nothing different. Another 37-7, another, 45-14 game. Nothing surprising there. But the second game, Ohio State, Michigan State, that's where it's going to get tough and tricky. I believe Ohio State is going to pull it out for the simple fact they won 24 straight games, Hell Boogie. Doesn't matter who's in front of them. They win the game. And I like Urban Meyer. I really like Urban Meyer, man. I like what he brings to the table. I like the way he coaches. And I don't think his team is going to be a letdown. Now, for the number one and the number two teams, this is what I would say about each of those games, Hell Boogie. The only thing that can stop those guys from winning those games are themselves, the team. It's their own problem. Ohio State are their own problem if they are to lose. These guys should go in. They know what's on the line, and they should be able to get the job done, which really makes it, all the rest of the games, 5-3, 9-12, it really don't mean anything. But if they can go out and handle their business, speaking of Florida State and Ohio State, they will meet up in the end. They both have a zero in the loss column, so they should meet up. Now, for Missouri against Auburn, now this is where it gets tricky. Let's say we do have a shoestring tackle, from Florida State or a hiccup from Ohio State, and Missouri beats Auburn. Now, see, that's where it's going to get ugly. That's where it's going to get ugly, L Boogie. Because, now we got to deal with the numbers. Now you bring in, Alabama might have a chance to get back in there. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a definite shakeup. One of those teams should lose. So I'm hoping like you that nothing happens. I'm hoping that when I shake my dice and roll them off the wall, I give me a 7-11. Because I want to see the two teams who still had an O on it at the end of their record in that loss column. You know what I mean? That's who I would rather see. So, please, I'm hoping that there's not a hiccup on either side of those games. But man, come on, Florida State. Come on, Ohio State. The only thing that can stop you is you.
That's what I want to hear all day tomorrow. And listen to this. I want to see Ohio State as well. And you know this. If Ohio State makes it, we're going to be at Pasadena. That's right up the road. That's right up I-10. We will be in the building, the streets. They cannot let us down. This is all on the kids now. It's mental. You've won so many games. This is your time. You're off probation. Now you can prove to the world that you deserve to play for the national championship game. And on Florida State's part, all you have to do is stay the course. And now with this allegations being gone, so to speak, swept under the rug, now he can really play football. So I'm just, it's going to be very interesting. That Auburn and Missouri game, hopefully it's irrelevant. Hopefully the first two teams, as you said, take care of business. Arizona State and Stanford in Tempe. Remember, Stanford took Florida State in the backyard and wrapped them up and put them on the yard in East Palo Alto. What do you got this time, bro? I see Arizona, they hot. Who you got winning tomorrow
at Sun Devil Stadium, because you know it's going to be rocking, and we're going to be in the building as well.
Yeah, man, from the tailgate on, you know what I mean? It's really going to be hot tomorrow. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to give the edge to Arizona State this weekend. Yeah, we all know that Arizona State is not a good team on the road, especially in California. Hell, they haven't won a game in California in I don't know how long. So this is where it gets tricky because Arizona State averages about 38, 40 points a game at home. They only average about 14 to 18 points on the road in California against the California teams. So, playing at home, they average about 40. I think I'm going to give the edge to ASU because they play good at home, and it's going to be love in the crowd. This hasn't happened since the 90s, since 96, actually, when Jake the Snake was at the helm, you know what I'm saying, when they had Pat Tillman, when they had your boy Fright Night, you know, just a couple of names, you know. Back then, that's when they was hot, L Boogie, you know. And now they have reached the plateau again. Like I say, they might not be playing for the crystal ball, but this is a chance, an opportunity to also play at Pasadena, but a couple of days before the big one happens. You know what I mean? And don't act like, you know, the Rose Bowl is big for Pac-12 and the Big Ten if you're not playing for the crystal ball. You know what I'm saying? So I believe this is going to be a big game. I know Stanford is going to try to run the ball down Arizona State's throat. But if Arizona State can hold up at home in Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe, I'm going to get an edge to ASU tomorrow. I like Stanford, but I'm going to get an edge to ASU tomorrow. Who you got? You think ASU can pull it out, or you think Stanford going to stomp that ass again?
Look at their faces. We're going to be tailgating. We're going to have a nice time. And we're going to be in the stands. And they're going to show the cameras on us. They're going to look at our face. And we're going to be disappointed. Stanford will win the game. They're winners. Arizona State is under a second-year coach. They're just starting to learn how to win. It's going to be a great game, but I don't know. They have to prove it to me.
Remember, in 96,
Ohio State did win that game against Jake the Snake, just to, you know, let you know. But it's going to be very interesting to see what these guys do, all these teams that are favored to win, if there's a shakeup. But I don't know.
So you going with Stanford?
I'm going with Stanford.
Man, they about to get this. Man, why don't you see what ASU do at home? I know it's different. I know it's Stanford. I know it's the California team. But ASU is a different beast when they play at home, El Boogie. I'm telling you, they're a different beast, man. So I'm giving them love. But then, you know, like you say, it really don't matter. I mean, yeah, it is for the Rose Bowl, but either you're going to see Ohio State or you're going to see Michigan State in the Rose Bowl. So, I mean, pick your poison. So it just gets tougher from here on out. But let's switch topics, L Boogie. We done talked about the conference championships. Before we take this next commercial, let's get them pick-ems out the way for the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Who you got in the NFL, partner, jumping off of him? What's your pick three? Oh, Gary Kubiak, we might need to give a moment of silence for you. Your team has lost 11 straight damn games, and now Wade Phillips done took over. He ain't going to do too much better. He part of them 11 losses. He got, like, three of them in the 11. So, you know, so sad, you know, Gary Kubiak. L Boogie, what's your pick three this week?
Woo! I'm talking about meaningful games. You got the Dolphins at Heinz Field against the Steelers. Right now, Miami is in the hunt with Pittsburgh. Miami 6-6, Pittsburgh 5-7. I'm going with Miami on the road because I need them to win the game. I have Miami to go to the playoffs. Anyway, start of the season. I got them beating Pittsburgh. My second game is the Lions and the Eagles. The Lions on the road in Philly. Nick Foles does not have any turnovers, bro, since he's being put at the helm. I hope that the Eagles win for two reasons and two reasons only. Go Pack, go Pack. And my third game, woohoo, I mean, let's not get it twisted. The Panthers at New Orleans. You can game plan all you want to, but they got a guy named Cam Newton who's come within his own, and he's playing, and the game is slowing down for him, and he's doing what he needs to do, and he has a nice defense. It's going to be very crucial. We know that Drew Brees is different at home under the lights since he's been with New Orleans. He's 10-0 at home, at night games, in prime time. Prime time. I don't like that, Drew. You're great. You're supposed to do it on the road, too. We need some important games on the road. And that's what I got Cam doing. I got Cam marching in to the Saints and popping it. You know, Cam, one of them guys, too. Pop goes the weasel. Just when you think you got him, those Peyton Manning guys, those Drew Brees guys, you know what I mean? He's starting to be one of those guys where as soon as you think you got him or they, you know, they're going to lose, pop goes the weasel. I have the Panthers knocking off the Saints Sunday night, prime time. I don't think they recover from that bashing from the Saints, from the Seattle Seahawks. So those are my three games. I know we got a lot on the marquee, but those are my three. I'm going to leave a couple, you know, important games with you, bro. What you got? Who your pick of three?
Oh, yeah, those were some good ones. You know what I'm saying? Especially that last one. You know, the Panthers and the Saints. You know, I think the Saints got something to prove after getting that ass whooped down there, the 12th man in Seattle. But my game number one is the Seattle Seahawks going down to San Fran. Big NFC West game on the line. You know what I mean? And I'm hoping that the 49ers can show us, you know, what the 49ers are about. They haven't been showing up too good the last 4 or 5 weeks. So I'm hoping that, you know, with this team coming in, that they'll be able to show us exactly what they're capable of doing. Because, you know, right now, that NFC West is highly competitive, very competitive over there. So I really want to check that game out. The game number two that I want to check out, you know, is the Colts against the Bengals. I mean, it's just something about that game. You know what I'm saying? Dalton, he's ready to rev. He's at home. And then you got Luck coming in. So what do? You know what I mean? Andrew Luck still has showed us that he don't know how to lose two games in a row. But yet he got a tough task going on the road down there to Cincinnati to handle up. And if he's able to do something, you know, good old Dalton to A.J. Green might not be enough. But I think Cincinnati just might pull that one out. And my third game, you know what it is. Monday night, you everybody better be watching it. I'll be, yeah, you know, I shouldn't already pick that one because it's on Monday. But I'm picking it anyway. All you Chicago Bears fans out there getting ready to get that ass tapped. We coming to the coast. We coming to the Windy City. We're going to tighten up. We already found out Jay Cutler, he going to sit it out. So McCown, get ready. because we coming for you, baby. Town throw for 400 yards against us, then I'm a pass out. It could be one of them sucker games, L Boogie. This is a set-me-up game. Like my man Stephen A. say, they all set you up just for the lick it down. So I'm hoping that we can, you know, take advantage of a Jay Cutler-less Chicago Bears team and, you know, get that victory on Monday night. So those are my big three. You know what I mean?
Man, there you have it. When we come back from commercial, we're going to take a couple callers. Callers, give us your thoughts. I already know. I see you, Chef. I see you stirring up some controversy. Oh, Skeeter Moore, I see you, baby. Man, shout out to Glenville Titans. They're in the state championship game, man, down in the state of Ohio, man. They're in the hood. That's Troy Smith, if you didn't know, Teddy Ginn, Dante Whitner. These are guys that's in the league right now. High school that has made it. Streets is talking, sports talk. So when we come back, we're going to weigh into and debate. Famous Jameis, he got off. It is what it is. Let's go, Ro.
Of it when I head long. You should listen to the beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Drake got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotta. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 sack seats at the Heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Jamie stepping on the nigga feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the D-gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C-thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his intuition. Real niggas dreams coming to fruition. Stumble but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We should listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, millions on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that $150 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three, 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking the places you can't go with your Vadim. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes, somebody save
me. From a streets perspective, I got my co-host, Jewels the G. He's out on assignment. I'm your boy L Boogie. Man, we had a lot of hot topics jumping off early, as my man Freeway used to say. Shout out once again to our man Nelson Mandela. Show dedicated to him, man, dying at the age of 95. We want to give a shout out to Nelson Mandela. Jameis Winston. No charges filed. Now he can just think about school and football and just be a, continue to be a student athlete. But the question is prevailing in the streets. Will this, you know what I mean, situation prevent other females from coming forth of filing charges against, you know, rapists? I can't say it no other way. It's the streets. NFL, your three pick'em games. It don't have to be ours. You pick yours. Do you think Jameis is innocent? Will this walk with him forever and ever and ever? Don't forget, they can still file a civil case, and he will have to testify in that. You know, we'll talk NBA. We'll talk Robinson Cano. Would Jay-Z say, Robinson Cano, you coming with me? Woo, he just signed a $240 million 10-year contract with the Seattle Mariners. Curtis, it's reported. Yeah, he's not leaving New York, but he's not with us anymore. He didn't just caught a subway over the, you know what I mean, the Mets, a 4-year, $60 million contract. We defecting, guys. Hey, we didn't go to the playoffs with you. So, hey, see you later. That goes. Yo, Ro, I know it's shaking, man. What's going on in the asylum? Oh, Chef, you on the line, baby?
Uh-huh.
What's going on? What's on your mind, man? Talk to me.
Man, I'm out here the streets blazing, man. And I'm telling you right now, I'm coming in with straight controversy, man. Y'all missing one piece, man. See, this is why this man feeling some type of way. Y'all talking all this sports, but y'all got my mans on the back burner. All y'all got one word to say. Kobe is back Sunday. Toronto, the streets blazing. We got marquee games this weekend. NFL blazing, a lot of playoff divisional games. You know, everything is going so, you know, I'm hype. You know? I'm hype.
I know we trying to say the Kobe news for later in the show, man, but go ahead. I mean, Tyler, what you want, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, you know, he coming back with vengeance. He said, listen, Kobe said he didn't even jump on a hurt leg. He ain't even jump. He says too many people watching, and he got a lot of haters to prove wrong. And now, you know, ESPN blaming it on the system. Man, that man about to probably drop 100. He already went for 81. You know, ain't no telling. But that's here nor there. What's up, L Boogie?
How you doing, Chef? I know you're ready to talk about this college football and this NFL. Tell us what's on your mind and give us your pick-ups. I'm ready to hear it.
Man, I'm going to let you know off the rip, man. You and I know when I sit up here and seen the verdict yesterday that they weren't charging that man, my heart dropped, and I said this mother L Boogie done came through. He done came through, and I know he laughing up the storm, and you just think you got it all in the bag, but y'all ain't got nothing. Y'all got to play Duke tomorrow. The team of which you've been picking
for the last
couple of weeks to pop. You got to play Duke tomorrow. So I'm going with Duke for the upset against Florida State. My second game is, oh, man, I got Texas Longhorns over Baylor. I got the Texas Longhorns over Baylor, and my last game, I got the Ohio State popping Michigan State by at least 3 touchdowns.
I don't know about 3 touchdowns now.
Did you just say 3 touchdowns?
3 touchdowns.
What? Hey, man, you going up against the number one defense in the country in a neutral site. Y'all ain't seen these boys all year.
Man, who cares? Who cares? We can play them. Listen, man, we can play them, man, in a solar system. We can play them in Africa. We can play them on ice. It don't matter where we play them boys at. Hey, at least 21 points. You heard I said it. I'm all about controversy. The Ohio State Buckeyes will pop them boys more than 21 points tomorrow. Mic drop, Jay-Z.
Who you getting in the NFC Championship before we move on to the NFL?
You said, huh? What'd you say, L-Bug?
You have an SEC championship before we go to the to your three NFL pick'em.
Man, I'm trying to stay away from that game. But I'm thinking, man, Auburn got a lot to prove. That's all I need to be said. Auburn has a lot to prove. We know Missouri, they got controversy going on in Missouri, but I like Auburn. If Auburn can pop Alabama, they damn for sure by the pop Missouri.
No doubt. Moving to NFL. Your three pick'em. Let's go.
Now, listen, I heard you, L. Book, and I was with you, and I don't want to go against you, but I love the Miami Dolphins against the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow. Not only because I hate Pittsburgh, it's because Miami is playing for something. They are playing for something. So I got the Miami Dolphins against the Pittsburgh Steelers. My second game, yes, I told you when you just picked up the phone, T-Row, I'm not sparing you tonight. Listen, your boys has been incompetent in the month of December. Tony Romo is a complete failure in December. You've been hyping this man up all November. I got these Chicago Bears in the Windy City to pop the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow. And it ain't going to be. There's Brian Miley on the ground crying.
So disrespectful.
I'm so disrespectful. Hey,
it ain't happening Monday night.
Man, Monday night, listen, Monday night, we going to all witness it while we on the air. We're going to be talking, and I'm going to be talking mad shit. I'm telling you, I'm going to be talking mad shit, and it's not what? It's not going to even be close. If they got McCownian or Jay Cutler, your boys are going down. And my last game on the marquee, I love this game right here. I got the Carolina Panthers over the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. And if it's, listen, man, I'm telling y'all right now, if the Browns go up 24-3 against New England and New England come back, it's the mob. That's Vegas doing. That's all I'm saying. If the Browns been doing what the last two teams did on New England, as in the Denver Broncos and as in the Houston Texans, if they sit up here and go up on the boys and they just come back, you know, Tom Brady going to win the Heisman. I mean, well, he's going to win it this year. No, it's nothing against them. That's what's going to happen. Streets has talked. That's what's going on. Streets blazing. Today, Friday night, everybody getting ready. Clintville blowing Loveland out, 35-7. It's some ignorant. Shout out to them boys, them Tar Blooders. Them boys blood hungry. You know, L. Bud, the streets talking, T-Ro. It's talking.
Once again, shout out to Glenville, man. You know, I have a little, you know, cousin that plays with Glenville, a little Mylan Golden. Shout out to Go. So I want to give a shout out to all those guys over there.
You know what, because I don't like talking to the dudes. I got one question for y'all, man, before I even go. Can we honestly say, by the performance that we've been seeing this year and last year from Russell Wilson, that he's the best quarterback in the NFL? Can we arguably say this on the strength is he can beat you by the ground and he can beat you in the air? Can we honestly say that? Like, is this guy for real? I want somebody to...
Nah, hell no. He all right. He get there. But he ain't the best. He good. Last couple of years, he good. But he still have problems on the road for me. That's where I got to say hold up. He good. He good at home. But he, one of these days, he gonna take an L at the crib in the 12th man. I mean, he good. But he ain't too good on the road sometimes, man. Good thing this year they a little bit over 500 on the road. But, you know, normally he don't do this good. I mean, They, yeah, he all right. He on a good team, too. Don't get me wrong. He got some good offensive line. He's smarter than a lot of quarterbacks. He going to last longer than a lot of quarterbacks, but I don't know if he the best.
I'm saying, though, go ahead, L. Bud, my fault.
That's okay. What Russell Wilson brings to the table is that I watched him the other night. I've been watching him for his 2 years. He's efficient. He doesn't make mistakes. You really have to beat Russell Wilson because he doesn't throw too many picky pulls and things like that. So you have to play great football, mistake-free football. You can't turn the ball over. And with the defense that he has, he's efficient because let's just remember, he doesn't have whopping all-pro receivers. He has an all-pro running back. But other than that, I mean, he's making those guys look good. And I must say he's doing a good job, looking like a baby Drew Brees. But he still has to do more for me to put him in that echelon. I need him. I just need him to do more. But yes, like T-Ro said, he's coming, but he's not in the conversation yet.
So what you're basically telling me is that he has to win some playoff games. He has to get some playoffs under his belt.
He's doing good right now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking Russell Wilson. I like Russell Wilson, but he's not the best at it yet. I mean, Tom Brady is still the master of doing that two-minute drill, man. Drew Brees, the master of doing that two-minute drill. He ain't thrown for no 530-some yards in a game, 6-7. I mean, not that he has to do it, but – I mean, that's what – I mean, if you're talking about the best, that's what I'm looking at.
Also,
go ahead.
Also, let's remember this. We still looking to see if Flacco good and he leads the league in playoff victories on the road. Did his defense really help him out, just like did the defense is really helping out Russell, Wilson? So we're still wondering if Joe Flacco's good. I mean, same type of situation to me.
So that's just like, listen, man. I'm gonna say this, man. I know the silent blaze. I'm gonna say this: the type of performances that we sit up here and witness in this man put up time after time again is remarkable. Not only is he beating you off the ground, but he beat you in the air. He sit up here and having the defense on a handicap mission. He's actually toying with the defense. I haven't seen a quarterback do that since a Randy Cunningham or a Cordell Stewart or a Michael Vick. You know, the man is showing some providence of which he's becoming a problem, a nuisance. That man is sit up here and dismantled the whole New Orleans Saints by himself. We witnessed this on Monday night. So for him to be an elite team time after time again and show the fears in his competitiveness, oh, man, that's remarkable.
Well, New Orleans ain't shit on the road. And number two, that defense had a hell of a lot to do with it on Monday night. That Seattle's defense ain't no joke. I give Russell Wilson a lot of credit for how he put up the points and had his team in a position to score. But when you got a guy like the Beast in the backfield running as hard as he does, he compliments Russell Wilson a lot. And like L. Boogie said, there are no-name receivers over. I mean, they're not no-names, but they're not all pros. They're not Hall of Famers. He's making them look good. So, big ups to Russell Wilson, but you asked me if he was the best, and I don't think he's the best right now. That's what I'm getting at.
Man, listen, man. As always, the respect is neutral. I love y'all guys. Y'all are doing a remarkable job. Tune in, because there's about to be a lot of controversy in this college and this NFL, man. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday, man, because I got to do one thing, because I'm going to tell a friend to tell her girlfriend, and she's going to tell her girlfriend. Minaj.
Strange Etoile, for those that don't know. Damn it, that's the chef right there cooking it up. Stir up something good, brother.
Absolutely.
Man, shout out once again to the chef, man. He just opened up his restaurant. And, man, bless and love. Thanks for inspiring the chef. Man, big up to you. And we will be there. Trust me.
Oh!
Gonna get that buddy pass. Gotta get on Southwest, homie. You know what it is. What's up, mama? I'll see you, baby girl. I'ma call you. I'ma call you in the morning. I love my mama. I can't sing like my mama. My mama be jamming. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's it. Hey, man, mama hood you. Yeah, but you know what it is, El Boogie. We got to go to the asylum, man. Keep it rocking, man. Let's go. Let's jump to the West Coast, man. Let's jump to the West Coast and see what's up with our brother.
8896.
Mighty Cal California. He love to rep it, too. And I know we're going to hear it from him about Kobe. Yo, T-No, what's the deal, baby?
Kobe. Hear me, El Boogie. Kobe.
What? You haven't even been on the phone 2 seconds and I already shouting Kobe.
Man, I'm just letting you know what it is. Before Christmas. Merry Christmas, L.A. fans. Merry Christmas, Cleveland fans. Oh, my bad. Merry Christmas, everybody. Screaming and talking. Strange, that was a good one. Strange. What's
hey,
good?
We got a big, big championship, conference championship weekend this weekend. Of course, it's only two that really matter unless one of them lose. And then that third one is going to be very important. But going down the line, we got to have your pick-ems. Who you got? Florida State, Duke, Ohio State, Michigan State, Missouri, Auburn.
I got Florida State, the Rapists. I got Michigan State, because Cleveland never wear nothing. Upset alert. Screech is talking. And I got them Tigers. And I do mean Auburn. Them boys are trying to play. They'll run the ball back 109 yards on you, get slipped.
God is on their side this year. They the Notre Dame of last year.
Yes, they are.
That's what's up. I know you've been checking out the show, man. Oh, before we go to the NFL, who you got? I know you probably in town in Arizona, man. Who you got between ASU and Stanford tomorrow?
Man, my head want to say ASU, you know, but my heart is saying Stanford. Them boys don't be playing. They come ready.
Yes, they do. Switching over to the NFL. We need your three pick-em games. It's a lot of exciting games. You got the Falcons at the Packers. Brown.
How the hell is that exciting?
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, like El Boogie always says, two star teams always equal a great game.
My team just happened to be sorry this year.
Okay.
You got Seattle against the 49ers. You got the Dolphins and the Steelers. You got the Colts and the Bengals. Titans at the Broncos. The Giants at the Chargers. The Chiefs and the Redskins. The Raiders and the Jets. The Lions and the Eagles. The Bills against the Bucks. The St. Louis Cardinals coming down to Arizona. Ooh, that might be a good one. And Sunday night, you know, Carolina, New Orleans, and Monday night, Dallas against them Bears. Who you got? What's your three intriguing games, man?
Well, we already know. You, and I know you know this too, T-Row. It's December, so the Bears.
Bears.
And unfortunately, I heard Chef talking, and it ain't no damn way Russell Wilson the best quarterback in the league, number one. Number two, that boy Cam is better than Russell Wilson, and you and El Boogie know if you had a draft pick and you had Russell Wilson and Cam Newton, you taking Russell Wilson first? El Boogie, really? Not happening. Superman.
I didn't
all
say
the
I
way.
Would take. Oh, hold on. What did I say? I would take Russell Wilson before Cam Newton.
I'm asking you. Would you?
Oh no, of course. No, I would not. Just
okay.
I'm just saying. Go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish.
No. I was just saying. Like I didn't think Russell. I think Russell Wilson. He got skills, but he ain't even nowhere up in the top five. Maybe not even top 10 right now.
That That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not in the argument yet. That's what I was trying to tell the chef. Like, he's not even in the argument yet. Like, he's coming, but he's not even in the argument of top 10, top 5 to me. You know,
right,
because
right, okay,
of, you know,
okay,
he has attributes, he has other aspects of his team that gives him short fields. They get a lot of turnovers. You know, he got a running game, so he got a little attributes that helps him out, you know, so to speak. But I don't put him in the top 5 and be arguing like, oh, Russell Wilson, you know, he's up there.
For sure.
with you know, so, you know, he's
and,
coming.
And
you know,
last I checked,
year,
ain't it defense that win championships every year? Ain't it the defense?
Yeah. That's,
I mean,
the old cliche.
Wrong,
yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So, really, when it comes down to it, it's the defense. You need a good defense to be a good quarterback. That's just proven all year round. That's why my man,
hey,
Terrell Pryor is suffering.
Hey, Eli Manning.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joe Flacco. That's why Tony Romo will not win one, because it's all
no,
Tony
not.
Romo, and his defense can't stop a nosebleed.
Not at all. Hey, who's your boy in Cleveland breaking off 200 yards? He's going to get another 200 this weekend?
Josh Gordon
is going
to
have
3 weeks of 200 yards.
That boy right there is cold piece of work. I can't wait till they trade him. He's going to be on the trading block quick.
and honestly, he was early part
the
of the season.
That's
he
what I'm saying.
Block.
That's
crazy.
How Cleveland do it.
That is crazy, man. That
hey,
is
man.
Crazy, man.
Big up
so,
to
hey,
y'all, man. RIP
hey,
to Nelson Mandela. And you know, once again, I'm going to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend, tell another girlfriend, Screech is talking, and that to watch the game Sunday. Go Kobe. Lakers out.
That's what it is. We'll say Lakers out. Come on, man. That's what, man. Boy, Laker fans are true Laker fans. I tell you, man. And it's so many of them. I hate the Laker fans, man. They just so rude. They like the New York fans and New York Knicks and all that, man. I tell you. But, yeah, L-Book, let's go to a commercial real quick, man, before we get back into the asylum, man. You know, big shout-outs to Nah Park, Texas. You know what I mean? Big shout-outs to Cleveland. Man, I know it's frigid out there. Y'all got to keep that cold weather to yourself. Y'all done made it cold out here in Arizona, blowing it down west. You know what I'm saying? But you know what it is. Big ups to everybody everywhere. ATL, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, New York, Las Vegas, everybody that be calling in, man. West Virginia. We had a call from West Virginia. This is crazy. But you know how we get down there, Boogie. You know how we do, man. Streets are talking, man. Big ups to the sports officials. I know they're going to chime in a little bit later on. You know how it get down. But, yeah, Elbug, what you got on the menu after the commercial, man?
Oh, man, you know after the commercial, man, we're going to talk a little NBA. Is Carmelo Anthony on the train block? Who's worse, the Knicks or the Nets? I had to watch that last night. Are you kidding me? The East. They only had two teams over 500. Oh, my goodness. We still in it. We can still win our division. Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some more about some college, you know what I mean, football. Robinson Cano signing his contract and some World Cup action where USA is seated. Man, it's the streets of talking. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. For T-Row, Juelz, and G, I'm your boy, L Boogie. We'll be back in 2. No doubt. Let's go.
I know where they got it at. Damn, girl, you got a lot of that. Won't you let a real nigga go to town?
Look at you, girl. Light brown, ass round. Feel like a nigga chasing down a rebound. It's bouncing like a basketball if you got no ass at all. Sorry girl, but you won't make the casting call. Skinny bitches need to find that nutritious shit that make your ass so thick and delicious. Is it the food or is it the water that make your daughter wanna show what mama taught her? Come here, let me whisper in your ear. Tell you all that bullshit that you wanna hear. You'll probably hate my fucking guts in a year. But right about now, you like a nigga style, huh? How I talk, how I smell, how I smile, how I think, how I fuck, how I cry. Fuck with me, you get your meat and your vegetables. Fuck with him, you get a fucking metrosexual. You want a man stronger than you, not a motherfucker in the mirror longer than you. Break a nail in his punk ass looking for glue. You want a nigga with a hard dick looking at you.
A nigga need a shot of that. And I know where they got it at. Damn girl, you got a lot of that. Won't you let a real nigga go and handle that? Nigga need a shot of that. And I know where they got it at. Damn girl, you got a lot of that. Won't you let a real nigga go and handle that? Came up in there looking all cute and stuff. You and your homegirl, a pimp couldn't get enough. You talk that shit like you wasn't up in there just to fuck. But guess what? Now, bitch, you with us. Yeah, have a sip. Go take a puff. Gonna split another blunt. No, roll it up. What's your name? A nigga love how you came. You just in need of some game. And I got that good thing. Yeah, it's a West Side Hood thing. Let you parlay for a date and hit you with that ding-a-ling. I got that good shit lollipop. And once I get up in you, I make your body rock. Use a thick little bad bitch. Walk with a switch. And all you need now is some gangster dick. It's the Big Bow Wizow. You know I'm on the frizzow. Doggy sizzow to make your kitty cat meow. Big beat, freak a leak, fuck some sleep. And don't tell me that I'm in too deep. Okay,
okay.
Alright,
all right.
Westside baby girl, we do it all night.
For sure.
A nigga need a shot of that.
Shot of that.
And I know where they got it at.
Got it at.
Damn girl, you got a lot of that. Won't you let a real nigga go and handle that? Nigga need a shot of that.
Shot of that.
And I know where they got it at. Damn girl, you got a lot of that. Won't you let a real nigga go and handle that?
Do your thing, girl, fuck what they looking at. Shake it for me, mommy, work that pussy cat.
We back, the streets is talking sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Man, this your boy L Boogie with my co-host T-Row and Jewel the G. You know we coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. Man, earlier in the show, we were talking about Nelson Mandela. We dedicating this show to, man, big up to Nelson Mandela, 95 years on this earth, 27 of them in a cage, got out and was the president of South Africa. Wow. Big up, you know what I mean? Controversy has been put under the doormat with your boy Jameis Famous Winston down in Florida State on the allegations of him raping a young lady. Will he still win the Heisman? Because he was the front runner. But the streets is talking, and we've got information that he was not on 20% of the ballot and votes that went out to the voters. Give us your pick'ems on the championship. This is championship weekend, the last weekend in college football and in the NFL. We're going to talk a little NBA, too. If you want to chime in about some NBA, we can chime in. The East look MBG. Nothing but garbage.
Ah, they in the gutter, L Boogie.
And my team, the Knicks, we look nothing but garbage. We beat the Nets. Whoop-de-doo.
Y'all had three wins. They had five.
Wow. Do we have to watch the East?
Yep. Watch Miami got blowed out by 22.
And they still 14-5. Let's just skip this and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, them in Indiana, man. Let's just do it.
Indiana will whoop beat them down right now. Ain't no way Miami would beat a Indiana team right now. They better. They need Indiana to get banged up and nicked up and twisted ankles and back spasms. They need everything. Swollen thumbs, fingers. Need a turf toe. That's what you need Indiana to go through. You need to beat them up while they hurting. Because if they saw them right now, they would get beat down. It wouldn't even be, man.
It's coming up close because Tuesday you will see Indiana
and Miami playing on, you know, Fan Night NBA TV.
I'll be watching.
So to the callers, you call in. You can talk about anything on your mind, what we talked about or something that you just want to bring up. So, Ro, anybody shaking the cage, man, get into the asylum. Who you got coming in?
Oh, L Boogie, check this out, man. Let's reach out to the asylum, man. I think we got somebody new on the line. So, you know, let's check it out and see what's going on. Hey, yo, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, yo, it's Streets is Talking Taylor, and I'm coming in here from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, the Streets is Talking Taylor. I like the way that rolled off your tongue.
Hey,
straight from
it
Phoenix,
rolled.
Huh?
What was that?
You straight from Phoenix?
From Phoenix? Straight from Phoenix.
That's what's up. So do you rep the Arizona Cardinals?
No, I do not.
What is
if
your
I was
favorite
loser,
football team?
I would rep them. Favorite football team? Gotta be the Raiders.
Are you a Raider fan?
Listen, you gotta stir it up. Raiders fans stir it up. We don't play. We go ham. And that's just how it works. It doesn't even matter if it's on the field. We know how to party. And that's just how it works.
That's what I'm talking about. Raider fans always stand strong. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
Like, hell, Boogie, they might not win a game, but, boy, y'all fan club is
Listen, that's just okay, because it doesn't matter what happens in the game. It matters what happens after the game.
Right. Because y'all got enough fans to start World War III.
We do. That's what we do every game. People get murked at our games.
Like R. Kelly say, after the show is the after party, and after the party is the hotel lobby. But with the Raiders, after the game, it's the parking lot. And after the parking lot, it's the alleyway.
I can't deny that. But you don't want to fuck with me.
There you
no doubt.
Oh, it's live. We're not supposed to be saying that. But the
no,
streets
you
is talking,
the streets,
and that's how it goes.
You in the streets, baby.
Yep. I don't know if the streets are censored, but that's not the streets I live in.
Always.
So,
let me
ask you this. You know, switching gears, are you familiar with the college football scene?
A little bit.
NBA? What about NBA?
I know the NBA.
What do you think about the Heat? Do you think they're going to three-peat?
No.
Who do you got?
I don't think
Who do you think
are.
Is going to win it all?
I don't know. I think Kobe needs to come back, mess everybody up, and do it how he always does it.
She's a Laker fan.
He comes through in the clutch. What I do know is D. Rose has made it last. That's what I do know.
But that's a good one. I like that.
You like that? Do you like this too? That D. Rose has missed more games in his short career than Kobe has in his whole career? That's crazy. That's a grown man.
Yeah, two different type of players. Kobe's a man where Derrick Rose still working on that.
D. Rose is the little boy.
Yeah, right now he's broken up, but he'll be back. Derrick Rose is cool.
He's a cool guy. He should be the face of the NBA. He's so handsome. But he's made of glass. He can't even make it through three games. He comes back for a messed up knee. First game, oh, my neck. My neck, it just hurts so bad. Well, you play through the pain. No pain, no game.
That's what I'm talking about. Do you like the Golden State Warriors?
You know what? I only like them when I watch them on 2K. Because that's about the only time they can play.
Are the Clippers the new team to watch in California other than the Lakers?
No.
You don't like the Clippers?
No, I don't, because I'm a Lakers fan.
Should have known.
You should have known.
Hey, well, Streets is talking, Taylor. Check this out. This is the Streets. You have to, L Boogie, tell her what to do.
You need
you
to
gotta
burn
tell
one.
A friend to tell her to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
The main girlfriend knows, and watch all these little hussies gather around, and we'll all be calling in. You're
no
gonna have
doubt.
Streets is talking groupies.
That's what I'm talking about, no doubt. Oh, yeah.
All right, the Streets is talking. We got to go do the thing.
Yeah, you have it.
There you go, L Boogie. Streets is talking, Taylor, straight from Phoenix, repping the Raiders and the Lakers. Lord, have mercy. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Well, welcome to the Streets, Taylor. Hope you call back. We all Mondays and Fridays. That's where you can catch the Streets. L Boogie.
Man.
I just don't know what to say about when we were talking about the NBA earlier before we took the call. You know, man, the East is going to get better later. After the All-Star break, it just might turn around. But for the West, let me tell you something, man. The West is something dangerous right now. I'm really enjoying watching Portland. I'm really enjoying watching Golden State. Did you see what Golden State did the other night coming back from like 20? Boy, when you get Steph Curry and when you get Klay, boy, them boy, hey, Splash City, man. I'll take Splash City over Live City any day. Them boys can shoot that ball, and Steph Curry's so little. He's so little, man, and he can shoot that tater, man. He'd be wet every time he let it go. Junior be like, that's wet, Daddy. I'd be like, yeah, man. You know what, man? I just might have to invest in us some tickets, man, to go check out Golden State when they get down here against the Suns. Because let me tell you, that's going to be one hell of a game. Because the Suns ain't playing too bad either. And I want to give a shout-out to my man, Michael Carter Williams, and the other rookie, what was the other rookie, L Boogie? They got a triple-double in the same game. First rookie to ever do that. Oladipo. In a double overtime game, you know, first rookies, if you think about it, that's kind of crazy. First time ever two rookies record a triple-double in the same game. Now, that's some cold piece of work right there. So big shouts out to Oladipo and Michael Carter Williams, respectively, for getting that triple-double as rookies in the same game. In the record books. Think of that.
You know what I mean?
Poor old Jason Kidd. You look good on paper. Damn, you look good on paper. But your team sucks.
NBG. Nothing but garbage. It's not his fault. This is what Billy King put together. He's the one who should get whacked, not Jason Kidd. And you saw what Jason Kidd did? Hey, Mr. Franks, we're not talking ballpark. You're not a hot dog. You got to go. Philosophies aren't the same. You got to go. You got to go. You got my team trying to, I got to let you know, I am the boss. I am Ricky Rose, boss. But it's not going to help. They're like MASH unit over there.
It ain't going to work. It ain't going to help.
No way. Even if they were healthy. They need to stay with suits and just get a clipboard and be coaches. They're Paul Pierce. They're Kevin Garnett. They're not the truth and the big ticket, respectively, anymore. They're not the Jet.
That's Jason Terry. All those guys are in Armani suits, being the best dressed ex-superstars in the league. That's what they are.
NBJizzle. Nothing but garbage. His days suck. Good on paper, bad on the court. Boy, remind me of the Cowboys. I tell you.
Guys should get whacked. I'm telling you this. Guys like Mike Brown, how does he have a job? That's not a job for him. He's in the wrong system with them guys. He's an old school kind of coach, and he has young team. He has a younger team. He does not need to be playing with them or coaching them. Kyrie swerving Irving and Deion Waiters, he got those guys fighting. He got them fighting, Bleed. Kidding me? I can't believe it. It's a dirty game.
That's why Swerve and Irvin had to come out with the Batman mask.
I think the NBA should be ashamed of themselves with the product that they have on the floor. This is ridiculous. I'm looking at these games, and it's just like, what am I watching? Is this a good entertainment? But, I mean, guys have 15-foot jumpers. They can't even hit that. Guys can't even dribble the ball. I mean, it's just ugly. But I want to give a big shout-out to Kobe Bryant, who said he's going to come back Sunday, the Black Mamba. Everybody's excited. It's on Twitter. It's hot.
Don't believe it.
And Kobe's very invigorated about him being ranked 25th by ESPN on their top, 100 NBA players. He's 25. So the street question of the night is, how do you think Kobe's going to come back this year after this Achilles? Sunday. Will he be back in uniform, Ro? Will the Black Mamba be back in uniform with the cold sneakers that just popped out? Will he be back?
Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. Don't believe it. I still see Christmas.
Christmas.
He'll be sitting over there in his suit and tie looking cool. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. You know, Kobe is different. Kobe is different. He was already supposed to come back Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? I think he's just going to make it special. All the Laker fans that just can't wait to see Kobe, I think that's what's going to be the Christmas present. I think he's going to open up the big red box on Christmas and be like, voila, here I come running through the smoke. You know, but that's just me. I don't know. I've been seeing Kobe like I was seeing Derrick Rose last year, all up in practice, dunking and doing layups and all this. And Derrick Rose didn't come back. So, you know, I'm going to say Christmas. That's what I'm going to stick with.
Christmas time in the city. What a present. I just wanted to come back so I had something to watch on Christmas. I won't be bored. I can watch Kobe. That's all I want to see, the anticipation of watching Kobe. But I think he might need a couple tune-up games before, I think he just need a couple tune-up games, come off the bench a little bit to get him ready for Christmas. That's just my opinion. But you know Kobe, he don't want to show nobody nothing till it's prime time. I'm telling you, 50% of people saying he's going to play, 50% saying he's not. When we come back from the commercial, I see you, Ray Kobe. D-Win, I see you, son.
We about to get some callers in. Man, it's shaking tonight. It's frenzy on this Friday. Don't forget, we still got freestyle. Let's go. Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. With a respect.
Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty. Now, shit, so sick. Got a hit and picked up a habit. That's alright. You're all mine. Oh, go on, show 'em who you call daddy. I guess they're just my cup, girl. They wish they had it. Ooh, my killer, my filler. Yeah, you're a classic.
Out your seat, ho.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up suits and ties, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
It's your girlfriend's favorite DJ. It's the South's favorite mixtape supplier. DJ Ad Load is in the building.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. You back in the asylum with T-Row and your boy L Boogie. Woo! What a night. Once again, shout out to the great, late Nelson Mandela, who passed away on us yesterday. Man, a celebration. 95 years old. Topics of the night. If you just tuning in, we talked about Jameis Famous Winston, who prevailed from the rape allegations. He has been cleared to continue his education and to continue playing football at Florida State University. What do you think about that? Big championship games tomorrow. ACC, Florida State, Duke, Ohio State, Michigan State in the Big Ten championship game. SEC, Auburn, Missouri, in Atlanta. And in Tempe, you got the Pac-12 championship, Arizona State, and Stanford. You got your pick'em NFL games. We had some nice ones. You know the big games. The Panthers, the Saints, the Seahawks, the 49ers,
the Lions, Eagles, the Cowboys, Bears, you know, for you Cleveland fans, the Browns and the Patriots, the Colts and the Bengals, it's tough. Dolphins, Steelers, NBA, watered down. No sugar in the Kool-Aid. Man, it's crucial out here in the streets. So call in, call us. Give us your opinion. The streets is talking. 8 to 10 Eastern time, Mondays and Fridays. Yo, Ro, who we got in there silent ready to jump in, man?
Oh, man, you know, we're going to take it back out to the mid. You know what I'm saying? I think we got some time to jump in on this call. Yeah, let's go back out to the Midwest, man. Check out what's going on down there. Yo, caller, welcome to the Streets of Talking. It's your boy T-Ro, and it's El Boo Boo. Who is this?
D-Wig, man, O-H, man.
Oh, this is Lil Boo Boo. Hey, Lil Boo Boo, what's going on there, you?
What's good, man?
Oh, man, good to hear your voice, baby. How's everything going down there?
Man, everything good, man. Can't complain.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And for the world that don't know, that's L Boogie Junior. D Wig is on the line. That's what I'm talking about, D Wig. Now you know you've been hearing your daddy wilding out.
Yeah, and man. You know, man. Me, I already know, man.
If it holds true, his favorite team gonna have to face his hometown team. I don't know how we're going to be able to restrain him on that one.
We're going to have a little wager on it, man.
Oh. That'll definitely weigh him down.
We're going to put a little wager on it. You got to remember what, you know what I mean? I know he's mad at Old State for letting a lot of Ohio players out, but it's a new era now, man. You got to come back home, man. You got to love Old State, man. I know Florida State, you know, they definitely look great. They definitely look great. Don't get me wrong, but the Buckeyes, man, we ready.
So you got the Buckeyes winning that game. What do you think about Florida State, Duke, and the SEC with, you know, Missouri and Auburn?
Oh, man, I'm going to lie to you. I'm not watching that Florida State game, man. The landslide. And even Vegas, no, 29 points. I ain't watching that game now. The upset, it's not really even upset to me. I just think Auburn taking Missouri too lightly. Missouri cold now. They better worry about them talking about they're supposed to be the national championship. As we all know, it's one game at a time. Now, Missouri, the only reason why they lost in double or triple overtime with a backup quarterback to South Carolina, good South Carolina team. So I feel like, honestly, if Missouri didn't lose that game, they'll probably be ahead of Ohio State. And I love Ohio State. But I think they would be ahead of Ohio State, talking about they should go to the national championship if Auburn would have beat Alabama, if everything would have rolled out how it is right now. So I think I'd take Missouri over Auburn. Of course, I got my Buckeyes over Michigan State. Florida State against the basketball Duke. Yeah, I'm being disrespectful, as Stephen A. would say. Then I got Arizona. Ooh, Arizona State, Stanford. That's big. I'm gonna take Arizona State, man. Upset. For some odd reason, they get to play at home. I don't know how the Pac-12 work like that. How you get to play at home?
Because I can explain it to you. There's two different sides, and ASU only had one loss in their conference on their side, whereas Stanford and Oregon beat themselves up and had the two losses, you know, in their respective sides. So that's the reason why ASU were able to host this conference championship game. Normally, it would be in California.
So I'll take Arizona State at home, man. So, you know, but of course, just the Buckeyes all the way, man. I ain't know. Go ahead.
We'll cross that path when it gets here. We'll really debate that. So, but secondly, what are your NFL 3 pick 'em?
Because I'm not gonna go with the scrubs, man. I'm gonna go with the good games. I'm gonna go with the Panthers Saints. I gotta go with the Saints at home. No one can seem to beat them at home. I'm gonna go with the Saints. Even though I feel like Cam gonna play how Cam's supposed to play. But at that dome, man, they turn into another monster. Drew Brees get on his tippy toes, he see everything. So I like I'm gonna start with the good Saints. I like the Saints over the Panthers. And for the 49ers Seahawks, if not now, win, Cap. When y'all gonna beat the Seahawks, man? Stop letting them bully you. You gotta go. Crabtree got his feet wet. You know what I mean? So him and Anquan need to do their thing. Sherman's gonna be hollering. And they gotta come and play. So it's time for them to come play. If Cap don't do it now, then if they don't get it done now, we know who's going to the Super Bowl on the NFC side. Period. So they gotta even it 1-1. And if somebody don't bring him on here, I gotta bring him on here. Peyton, let's talk about, he's about to break the record. So let me bring up Peyton at the Titans. He's throwing for 4 touchdowns. Landslide against the Tennessee Titans, man. Well, I ain't gonna bring up them Browns against the Patriots. I'm not gonna watch that game. Love the Brownies, but they'd be lucky to score a field goal, man. We don't even know who's gonna be our quarterback. They ain't even named a starter for the quarterback yet. Hey, I'm about to go text the coach, man. Let me be the quarterback this week.
We don't even know who's gonna be the quarterback because everybody has a headache.
Everybody has a headache.
Including us.
Including the fans.
That's what I'm saying.
The fans got a concussion.
Everybody. Wow.
Man.
The streets is talking. NBG, nothing but garbage. We need to groom the guy. You remember the commercial with Cam Newton and the little boy when he told Cam Newton?
Warming up his...
We got to get him.
We got to
work on that
guy. Might as well get the youngest rookie.
We got the oldest rookie. You might as well get the youngest.
Come on, man. Let's get...
There you have it.
Might as well get him.
And last but not least, you know, question of the night, Kobe Bryant, his status, will he be back on Sunday? And how effective will he be in the league this year?
Be back. Kobe likes the attention. You know, I don't think it's Achilles, man. I know it's a different monster, but muscles going to be muscles. So I don't know if he's going to come back this week. I think he's going to try to keep prolonging it to keep himself being talked about. I know the ranking got him. That was so disrespectful. It's the Black Mamba. You can't be disrespectful to the Black Mamba. I don't know if he's going to – if he's thinking about coming back on Christmas, he better think again. I know he want to be that guy, but this is a new animal. This is the two-time defending Miami Heat. You do not come back on the first game against the Nuggets Achilles. So you see what Rose tried to do, all that preseason hoopla. He ain't been right since he played the defending champs. Yeah, I'm being disrespectful. The streets is talking. The streets get disrespectful. So let me just be disrespectful. Kobe better not come to the play against the Heat. He better get five. He need 5 games in before he try to play against the Heat on Christmas. That'd be a bad Christmas gift. You know that sweater you used to get.
What?
Well, hey, he was like, thank you.
Know. Hey nephew, what's in your cup, man? What's really in your cup? Because I know it's Friday. I don't know if you drinking warm apple cider or if you on that P-knuckle punch. But, boy, you know if Kobe come back on Christmas, you know that he ain't going to be living.
Hey.
He ain't going to have no wraps. He ain't going to have no tape on. Kobe going to be coming with the Royal.
Hey.
He ain't no Derrick Rose. We know that. We know he's something cut a little bit different. So don't disrespect Kobe because, man, let me tell you, that Kobe – hears it. I don't know how he hears his information, but he hears it. He gets it. He already number 25, like your daddy said earlier. Out of the top 100, they got him at 25. You think I bet he woke up out of sleep and started practicing and hooping and ain't been right since he saw 25 next to his name.
Hey, man, all I'm going to say is Kobe been playing LeBron James with a healthy Achilles, and he's been losing. So what you going to think he's going to do first? Hey, come on now. He's coming back with the bad Achilles?
Great.
Playing Brown? Come on, man. Streets is talking.
I'm playing, man.
Listen to this. He's in the swimming pool. He's doing ladder work. He's doing things like that. Derrick Rose didn't do those type of things, but I think that Kobe Bryant probably put some different things into his game to accommodate that Achilles, you know, because it is a tough injury to come back from. So, you know, I think he's putting up an arcane. Go ahead.
I think the season he's gonna be way better than 25. We could book it, but he cannot come back against the Heat first game. Don't get me wrong, he's gonna against the Kings, Raptors. Anybody on the East besides the Heat or Pacers? Yeah, but not against them dogs, man. You can't come out against them Heatles first game, man. Back, but five games in, we can see we get a little test like, okay, Cole. But then they're gonna we see them against them Heatles. They're gonna be like, man, we should have ranked them 27. Yeah, I got something.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, one more thing. You know, Jameis Winston, the situation with that, what's your opinion? He's been – no charges have been filed. So what do you think about that?
This is what I think. Situations like this happen in college all the time. Not saying a starting quarterback and then he get a charge. I'm saying probably what the girl did. Probably was drunk. You guys was probably messing with her. She felt took advantage of. Famous James, all of them probably with some scrubs. Famous James, Heisman. She probably just tried to, you know, get her name out there, just try to, you know. I feel like he probably did mess with the girl. But she tried to lie about the intoxication and all that stuff. Nothing was found back in her. I just feel like she just, you see a dude doing something good to try to bring him down, man. That's all I really think. I'm happy everything was okay with him. But I just knew something was up. You dropped the case a year ago. And then once the man's starting quarterback for the number two team in the nation, this comes up. I didn't like it from the get go, so I'm just happy everything is okay, man. I'm just happy he finally gets to play football. You know, it's all about the famous Jameis situation, man. But I can't lie, when they said something about, I guess his residue or something was still on the girl, they found out that I was like, uh-oh. Thought that was enough evidence, but maybe, you know, it was more. I'm not into the judicial system or everything that goes along with that. I'm just happy, you know what I mean? They ain't trying to bring a good dude down. Can I say that?
No question. And they did find two DNAs with you know, him and including another guy. And guess where the other guy
That's
was
what I'm
from?
Saying. Where?
He was an Ohio player.
Oh!
Wow. There you have it.
See, he didn't get no charge.
Oh no. And listen to this, son. Don't forget. Tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
A whole bunch of girlfriends. You know, I'm gonna spread the word. Streets is talking.
My blood, nephew.
We'll catch you
on Monday, baby.
Alright, you already know.
Yes, sir. We gotta hear the results from you on Monday, especially if Ohio State get beat by Michigan State.
Ooh. That'd be major.
Streets.
And if you want to go back and listen to yourself, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. That's for all our callers who called in. If you want to, you know, critique yourself and hear yourself, you know, debate. It looks like everybody kept their street credit card tonight, huh, Raw?
Already. You know how it go, man. And I got to play a little song before we go to the commercial and do this Freestyle Friday. Because, you know, down there in Tallahassee, you know, it was only one thing. It's only one group of people that made it work, you know what I mean? So them boys kept it real down there.
No question. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. When we come back, huh, it's freestyle, baby. Let's go. I make enough cheese to bring Wall Street to its knees. Nigga, please, I got enough guns to fill the Empire State Building full of ones. Go to school is what you tell us. But niggas in school is scared of the good fellas. We got the yayo, you can just say no, but nobody makes a fucking move until I say so. That's how it is, that's how it's gonna be. Kids, when you grow up, who the fuck you wanna be? Like me, your black superhero, got enough zero to hide Rob Shapiro. Your honor, I'ma have to get rid of ya, because it ain't no trivia about my flat in West Bolivia. I blew the jury a kiss, they rather dismiss than swim with the big fish. You fucking guppies. Gangsters make the world go round. Not just sagging, waving my flag, and never will I ease up, nigga, so stop basking. See, I was taught as a tiny looking on a set. It's all about the pussy and money, fuck the rest. Nigga, but take it, fuck a dick and lick when I'm seeking all the jury and the money, so miss me with that preaching, teaching, fuck all that bullshit. I wanna slang gay like Noriega, sit back, watch my paper, collect like the IRS, as I kick it with 50 bitches all on my dick just like a president. And like the police, I want a gang of killers all on my side. That's down the line, more crooked of the St. Nines with ride on my behalf while I call shots, as if I was Saddam Hussein jacking motherfuckers for Dana Danes. Hated by me, but I don't care, cause I'd rather be feared than love, with a pocket full of dubs. Cause gangsta, gangsta make the world go round, and if you want a peace, then you best to be down. So quit chastising me, analyzing me, and like the escorts, the go to your shoulder, nigga, we plain to see. Crooked ass cowards. Gangsters make the world be spinning, niggas been spinning since the beginning. History's a trip, so I peep when I'm reading. Niggas probably grew weed in the garden of feeding before big bowling. Sex cards and loot is like bitches been scandalous, vice forbidden fruit. But gangsters don't deal with that shit on the west side, and since they regulating hoes, I rose with the best side. So check it, as my lifetime is ticking, coming up strong, licking and flipping chickens. Need cheese in the mouth of cheese. I gave up sports to slang cheese, but blamed it on my knees. Make sure I got what I need to make up your order. Everything from baggage, triple beans, to jugs for my water. Like a snitch, like a bitch, a world full of drama. Drug paraphernalia being found by my mama. Drama brings the sad song your mama seen. Just served your ass, you on your way to kill a king, nigga. So now I stand with heat in hand for my whole life span, cause evil lurks the land. Plus I got a packet with this gangbang jacket. Gotta hold it, keep it loaded, devoted, since quoted, for show one note. Got the ups on these prankers while my world keep twisting as a west side gangster. For life, nigga. Gangsters make the hit six for the 9-6, nigga. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, from a street perspective, you back in the asylum with my cellmate, Jewel the G, and no other than producer of the show, T. Rowe. Man, once again, shout out to Nelson Mandela. We dedicated this song to Nelson Mandela tonight, 95 years old. What a great life. He's straight gangster. That was for Jameis Winston and the Sheriff's Department down there in Tallahassee. What to be gangster? Gangsters make the world go round. I know you smell the money. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Chip Weekend. It's Chip Weekend. If you're just calling in, we talked about the Chip, the last game of the season. You got ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12. It's going down. Last game of the
college football season. This is going to determine who's playing for the chip. Jameis, he got off. Is he really in his fit? Or did the money prevail down in Tallahassee? They was chopping. Joe! NBA, man. What's up with the East Coast? Only two teams over 500. NBG, nothing but garbage. What's going on? NFL, big games this weekend. Panthers at the Saints. You got the Seahawks at the 49ers. You got the Dolphins at Pittsburgh. All these games are playoff implications. It's December. And the Cowboys at the Bears. It's December. Is Romo going to prevail? We're going to see on Monday. The chef is cooking it all up. Is they going to prevail? It's December. This is why your nails are so low, Ro, because you bite them on Sunday.
December. What can I say? I'm just hoping that we win on Sunday. Damn you, Tony Romo.
So you know what time it is, man. It's about 5-6 minutes left. You know what time it is of the show, man. We ready?
We ready. We ready. We ready. Get hype. We ready. Oh, I need a body to jump off of. I would jump off the balcony, but it's too cold. We ready. We ready. What you got, L-Boy?
Man, this for Nelson Mandela, man.
South Africa style.
Woo, you say we ready. We need to move them bricks. We chest bumping like 94 when we play for the Knicks. Oh, man, we coming through. Oh, man, you see the chicks. I ain't tripping. I got your broad, man. She turned into my bitch. We going to keep it PG-13 because we just saw who came in. I ain't tripping, man. That's just my next of kin. Nelson Mandela, he showed us how to segregate, and that's what you really call modern-day player hate. I ain't tripping. I see you, OG. You coming official, and we going to keep it on the business side, man, because we ain't artificial. I saw them cats long time ago peeping in, but like my man Drake say, no new friends, no new friends, no, 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 no. But man, let me keep going because I done kicked it up in South Dakota. I ain't tripping, dog. Yeah, you don't even know her. Yeah, she's sniffing blow with me all the way on the road. I got her hopping from car to car like she had told. Man, you don't know how to move them peasies, man, like I was doing. I ain't tripping, homeboy, man. You know who I'm screwing. Man, I can remember back in the day, she before she even got big. I ain't going to put her name on she's just talking, but she used to wear a wig. Man, she used to be in this movie, man. I ain't even going to say the name. Because we in the streets, homeboy, and I'm in the hood of fame. Man, I'm going to pass it over to my man, Skeeter Mojica Johnson III. Peace out to Jameis, man. Let's go win this championship, you heard? Streets!
Oh! Florida State, bitches! Let's jump
down. Yeah.
Let's jump down to the dirty, dirty. Dirty, dirty. Go down dirty south. North Park, Texas. Brother, where you at? Keita Mojica Johnson the third.
Man, what it is, what it do, you know. I'm here.
Man, what's going on with my brother, man? How's the weather out there?
Man, we in the snow, ice age, storm weather. You know, it's going to be about 14, 17 degrees tonight or something like that.
So, Cleveland, y'all ain't the only one rocking the bad weather. I tell you.
Welcome to my world!
Well, Skeeter Mo, man, whenever you ready, man, make it hot like it and drop it like it.
Already, already. One more time, man, you know what I'm saying? Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. III for your mind, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah. Huh. 6 minutes. 6 minutes. 6 minutes, little Skeeter, you own my 89 link bass, about to throw it on chrome. It's going down in the city, Dallas, Texas, my home. From the bad boys to them good fellas. Can we get a moment of silence for Mandela? I'm a trendsetter, a go-getter, for sure, nigga. I'm from North Park, and we don't fuck with whole niggas. I'm 100 and stay blunted at all times. I graduated with honors, mastered all grinds, from CDs to clothes, pimping on niggas' hoes. 5,000 bars ready, take a picture, we pose. This is the life we chose. Better yet, it chose us. For some fresh J's, nigga, my 4-0's up. Because we tired of eating cold cuts. And anybody hating, tell them get off Moe's nuts. Streets.
Oh,
man.
Oh.
Short and sweet on it. You know what I mean? Sweet of all, don't hit him like that, Pivot. That's what I'm talking about, a 5,000 rapper for life. You know what I mean? Sis, I see you down there in the D. That's my sis Red in the background. I see you, sis. I hear you, baby girl. Yo, L Boogie, you know how we do, man. I want to give a shout-out, man, to the Manzanita Mustangs, man. You know, that's my son's elementary school. He on the hoop team. They in the little championship tournament, huh? He won that game today, 40-12. Junior had 12. He could have had more. He missed a couple of layups. I think he was nervous in the game. But, you know, big ups to T-Roll Junior doing his thing. Got another game tomorrow, 5:30 at the Joya for those that want to check him out in the area. You dig? And, you know, big shout out to Team Legacy. That's his new squad. You know, Coach Jay and Shamari's son, they got a nice little squad over there. Come check them out next weekend if you get an opportunity to do his thing, you know. But big shout-out to everybody checking us out on the web, everybody down in H-Town. You know, I see you, D. McGee. You know how we do it. And, you know, Jewel, to my wifey wife, Jada B, you know how we get down there, Boog. We going to get it in. Everybody at Grand Canyon University, much love. KB, Keith Baker. Athletic Director L. Boog. We got to go, get at him, you know what I'm saying? Go eat lunch with the big dog. So you know what it is, man. We'll catch you out there. Sierra Linda High School, Coach Marl Marks. I see you, baby. Chet Hayes, Grand Canyon. I see you, baby. L. Boog, get at your own money, baby.
No doubt, no doubt, man. Shout out, man. You know, nephew, I see you, baby. Always work on that left. Man, a couple of students, man, down on Udall, man. My man, E. Double, Francisco. My man down in Miami, Ray Kobe, I see you, dog. You know what I mean? My son, Davizzi, I see you, young. And my daughter, Pretty Face Steph. And my oldest, D-Wig. Thanks for calling the show. Man, to everybody, we'll see you in 48 when it does clear. And we'll see who will be playing for the BCS Championship. And look at their faces who did not make it. Oh! And we'll talk about Week 14. Until then, we got to get back to ourselves. We love you. Thanks for calling in to all the callers, all the listeners. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. The number 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. Man, go back. Listen to the show until Monday. Have a great weekend. Happy holidays. Shouts out to Nelson Mandela and his family. Let's go.
Hey, yo. This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy, yo, Test Smooth.
Straight face.
Check it out. Yo, your love is like perfect. Like perfect. My protection. My protection. My resurrect, let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bend. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick you in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's rock, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby.
Oh, and we are. Can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby.
Like this, let's rock.
transform my V. Drop head, me and Puff bumping B.I.G. Clown with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the hundred, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just tie red. Right. You can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dipping from the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Little mama scoop me in the big body. Come on. Blew her back out, now she telling everybody. Come on.
Sing. Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Down.